Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. I want to ask Becky Gray and Rob Schofield. We talked a couple of weeks ago about the situation with ECU and trustees getting involved in the election of a student body president and so forth like that. Both of the trustees for the ECU that were involved in this have since resigned. The last one, in walking out the door, sort of put a period on his resignation by making the comment about Speaker Tim Moore being a candidate for the new chancellorship at East Carolina University. What do you think of this?
Well, our Joe Killian reported NC Policy Watch this week that two trustees of the ECU board told him that, in fact, Moore is seeking the job, and three members of the Board of Governors said they've also been discussing it. So I don't think there's any doubt that he is doing it. He's given sort of these vague, bland denials. I'm just running for speaker again, which sounds like the kind of denials we always hear. This is really bad. This is something, I mean, you would think East Carolina University has been through enough. They've had enough turmoil. The last thing they need to do is to bring in another politician to be the head of their, to be the chancellor at their university. There's all kinds of conflicts of interest here. I mean, Moore appointed a lot of these people be making the decision. And then some of them are lobbying him at the General Assembly. I mean, this is just a lousy way to run a railroad.
I'm an alum of East Carolina. I got to tell you, we've been a redheaded stepchild for too long. The question really is this appropriate for any House Speaker? Take the personality out of it. Is it appropriate for any House Speaker to become, or any member of the General Assembly, for that matter, to become the new chancellor of a university?
I think if anybody, what ECU needs is the best chancellor that's out there that understands the culture and can pull ECU out of this recent controversy that they've seen. Who that is, I don't know. I don't think you ought to eliminate anybody. I think that all names and all people ought to be on the table for it.
But don't you agree, though, that the speaker who helped appoint these trustees that are going to be making this recommendation?
Well, the board of trustees at the universities are the ones that make the recommendations
to the board of governors.
Well,
and to the president of the system. But don't you think there could be some influence?
Of course there could be. But, you know, what we're seeing now is just speculation. The two ECU board of trustees members who were forced to resign from that board this week.
And in my opinion, you know, deservedly so.
Absolutely. But, you know, maybe had an axe to grind. I don't know. I think one thing that we need to recognize is Tim Moore is young. He has a lot of energy. He has a tremendous amount of experience. And, you know, he has said that he's going to run for one more term. Hopefully he would like to serve as speaker one more term. And then he's going to be looking for something else to do. And if his qualifications are what fit there, then I think that should
go. I don't have any problems with him becoming a chancellor of the system after he's out of the legislature, no longer speaker.
It's important to note that the two people, though, that reported to Joe Killian are these aren't the two who quit. These are two other trustees who are still serving on the ECU board. So we know this is happening. And what one of them said was, he's looking for a golden parachute. He's thinking that they're probably likely to lose their majority this fall, the Republicans are, and like a lot of other Republican members, they're looking for a high-powered, high-paying government job to take on.
Let me ask you a question about that. If you were Speaker of the North Carolina House, wouldn't you be willing to get into a less contentious position?
Well, I'm not sure anything involved
with the Board of Governors is less contentious than the legislature.
But it would be a high-paying job.
I'll have to tell you, probably, I think Randy Ramsey's calming that crew down over there.
I have great hope
for that. Well, thank you for watching the Afterspin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.